Good morning, and welcome to Backyard and Beyond, and welcome to you, Nancy Armstrong.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Great. Nancy, it's time again for a book sale, and, you know, it kind of works both ways. We can clean out and donate our books, but we can go buy books. So tell us first, I guess, when it is.
Okay. This year, November 18th at 9:30 until 5:30, and again on Saturday, the 19th of November at 9:30 until 12.
And, of course, we're talking about the Atlantic Library Book Sale. I'm sure there are many libraries who do have the used books. And, Nancy, we're not just talking about books, actually. The library has other kinds of things, too.
Oh, yes. The library has magazines and, well, in the line of books they do, they've got everything. But they also have a wish list. And this is for things that are not covered by the funds that are available to the library. And so we try to make this wish list of things that they would need, like the new Kindle and Nooks coming out. They're working together as a team to get the fundamentals down so that eventually the library will even be downloading books.
Oh, interesting. And so that's why kind of the Friends of the Library exists, is to kind of fill in where they don't have funds. And, you know, I think you're sort of a moral support, too, Nancy, for the people who work at the library and the head librarian and other folks, to know that there's some folks out there supporting them. That's pretty important.
Yes, it is. It's real important. Have a wish list for children. They have a children's library wish list of juvenile books. They also have a wish list for chapter books and adult wish list, of which they list books that the children would like to have in the library. And if you would like to donate one of these books, you contact Julie on the first floor in the children's division, and they will tell you of the list, and you could donate funds for special books that the kids have on their list.
Good idea. In addition to going to the book sale and spending some money on used books, hey, you could just go buy a book. And I think often then if you'd like, they will put in the front of the book that this was donated by you, or you can give it in somebody else's name.
That's correct. It's a gift giving.
Yes. And the other thing that we can do, because, you know, Nancy, I just see when I go by the library and stop there at the library, the parking lot is always pretty full, which says to me that the library in Atlantic, and I'm sure it's other places too, is providing a great service for me. What would we do without our library?
That would be very sad if we didn't have our library, because this is for children to come in and their eyes open up at all the way Julie's got that children's section all decorated, and the adult section upstairs is they've recataloged the books in different sections now, and this all costs money. So
you bet. And there are so many services that I think sometimes people don't know about, or I know I forget about, and that's all the things that we can find on our computers that are already available through the library. So come these snowy days, if you can't find a book at home, you maybe just get on your computer through the Atlantic Library and find something.
That's correct, and that's an easy way to do it, too. Also, we also have a membership drive at this same time, and the membership drive will be held on the 18th from 9:30 until 11:30. So if you would like to become a member, you get first choice at the used books. And we just have yearly fees, and right now our membership fee is only $10. So that's very economical.
Yes, it is, because you think about where we spend 10 bucks, it goes by really fast, and maybe is sort of just disappears. Well, when we spend $10 with you folks, we know that it's going to go back to the library.
That's correct. And we all volunteer our time. And it's just a great place that we have this fantastic library, and it's well used. I really, they've done a great job, the people in charge.
Nancy, let's talk a little bit about membership in Friends of the Library. So we pay our $10, and if we do it on that day of the book sale, we get first choice at the books. But what are the other benefits, or what are the other responsibilities if you become a member? Anything you have to do?
Oh, yeah. It's planning to help with these two annual, semi-annual book sales. And
But if you can't do that, that's still okay, right?
Yes. Yeah. You can be an active member or an inactive member. And usually the inactive members usually love books, and they donate their books at this time and put them back in circulation for other people to share.
So if your bookshelf is getting a little crowded, this would be a good time to go through and pull some out and plan to donate them. You've got now until, when would you like to have those books?
The books can start coming in Monday the 14th through the 17th. The 17th we will be setting up so we could take them in the morning yet.
Okay, so this weekend let's kind of clean house on the bookshelf and get those books ready to bring in on Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday next week. And, you know, we keep saying books, Nancy, but you have some other things like cassettes.
We have cassettes, DVDs. We have some years we've had audio books. It's whatever the community donates, and the price on these books started at a quarter. Try to get that in.
You can go home with a whole stack of books. And you know, Nancy, what I often do is I take home a stack of books. Occasionally I find one that I start and I don't finish. I never used to do that, but occasionally. But whether I really enjoy them or whether I find out it's not really my thing, I just put them in a stack and you get them back.
Good.
Yeah.
Glad to hear that. We also have magazines, too, stacks of them that people donated to us. And
so those are for sale?
Oh, yes. The stack is a quarter. They're tied, and they're a quarter. And, like, we've got Paula Deen's magazines, and we've got Southern Living. That is a fabulous one.
Yes.
Art and Healthy Living. And the best that people really like is a National Geographic this year.
Okay. Didn't know that. So that's great to know, too, because, man, those magazines can stack up. And, again, if you can share them with somebody else, gosh, good for everybody.
Yes.
Yes. Nancy, do you have a favorite as a reader, as a user of the library? Do you have a favorite section or a favorite kind of thing that you check out of the library?
I like mysteries. I like whodunits, some of them get quite exciting. I can't put the book down.
So the next morning you're a little sleepy-eyed because you've been up too long reading the book, right? Well, that says the writer did a great job getting you into the book and wanting to keep you finding out what happened. But
I
that's
can't wait for the next one to come
out.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's the great thing about books is that we can get involved with things we wouldn't ordinarily. We can find out about places we would like to go and never will go. It just opens up the world for us.
It does. It really does. And it takes you away from the weather's mopey outside. It takes you into another place.
Yeah, great point, Nancy. Well, again, remind us when we can bring books in and when we can come buy books.
Okay, books can be brought in the 14th, that's Monday, through the 17th. And the book sale is November 18th. For the members, it will be from 9:30 until 11:30, and if you would like to become a member, we'd love to have you, and the dues is only $10 a year, and the community is invited from 11:30 until 5:30, and then again on Saturday from 9:30 until 12.
Okay, thank you. We've been visiting with Nancy Armstrong about the Atlantic Library book sale coming up, and hope you can come be a part of it, and if not, check out your own library. And until next time, here's a thought. Once you've accumulated sufficient knowledge to get by, you're too old to remember it.